Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, and welcome back to 1320 WILS. Back to Ebling and You. Again, I'm Dan Redford, recently graduated from Michigan State and taken on a new position to create a new China Center called the China Creative Space for the Gillespie Group. And I'm here with Eric Jorgensen.
Yep, I'm a Michigan State senior and hopefully going to be staying in the Lansing area after I graduate. So it's good to be here.
You want to stay in Lansing?
Hopefully.
Why?
Because it's awesome here.
It is awesome. So awesome that I actually spent 4 months in China and am now back in the Lansing area trying to do some innovating and bring some vitality back to the region. That's why we're calling this the Kids Table Takes Over Ebling and You. We're not gonna take it anymore. And the young people are doing some great things in the area, very innovative things. And we're going to be talking to a lot of them over the next 2 hours and seeing what they're doing, who they are, and how we as a region can help them out. First off, though, we're going to talk about a recent story that's shaking the campuses across the country. There's a energy/alcoholic drink called Four Loko that's made by Fusion Products in Chicago, and it's recently been banned along with a host of other energy/alcoholic drinks. I was roaming around the tailgate at Michigan State on last Saturday. I wasn't drinking like every other responsible student at Michigan State University. And the Four Loko drink was spread across the campus, and many students expressed to me that they were upset that this is going to be banned. So we're going to be talking about that. And we have Pat Gagliari on the phone. He is the Michigan Liquor Control Commissioner. Pat, how are you today?
Good, Dan. Good, Eric. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. We're almost ready to have a little Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about Four Loko. What is it, and why is it being banned along with other types of these drinks?
Well, Four Loko seems to be getting most of the play nationally. But what we have found, and it really started with a little history, when Red Bull came out in the late 1990s, people started mixing it, especially young people, but all age groups, with alcohol, and it presented a opportunity for business to step in and mix a product at a cheap price point. So Four Loko and Juice and Rockstar and some of these came into effect, and they're at a pretty cheap price point for 24 ounces that mixes heavy stimulant with heavy depressant. And it's a problem. It's always been a problem. I mean, if people of my age group who go back to Elvis and Janice and some of the people that were doing heavy uppers and downers and dying at young ages became concerned about it. And the more we looked into it, the more science showed us that this is very, very dangerous. The anecdotal evidence is tremendous. It's been banned in states and in university campuses across the country, and that's not going to stop people from mixing energy drinks with alcohol, but hopefully it'll send out a message. You guys are young enough. You deal with college-age students every day. Hopefully it sends out a message that, hey, you better watch this stuff. There was an article in the Lansing State Journal just the other day about a young man after the football game tearing through Meridian Township, East Lansing, Lansing. And he'd been drinking Four Loko, and he would stop and actually fall asleep and then wake back up. And that was the effect of the caffeine and the stimulants on top of all the alcohol keeping him going. And I guess what the real worry is, gentlemen, is the fact that the caffeine and the other stimulants they put in these drinks that keep you going will make you even drink more and lead to alcohol poisoning and crazy stunts like we saw just after the football game Saturday.
So just to clarify, Pat, this isn't just a ban on Four Loko. This is a ban on all alcoholic energy drink combinations, right, across the
right.
state?
Right. What we're looking at, is that Eric I'm talking to?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, hi, Eric. I heard you guys beforehand, and congratulations on your show. Yeah, what it is, it's a ban on people who are putting stimulants in and adding alcohol. And it's at a cheap price point, guys. That's the thing. You can get a 23.5-ounce Four Loko or juice with 12% per volume alcohol and the equivalent of anywhere from 6 to 8 cups of strong strong Starbucks coffee, just in caffeine, and they're putting other things in there like guarana and taurine, wormwood oil, and some that also hypes you up. In fact, one of them is actually used as a steroid to plump turkeys, and what it does is it jacks you up with the high, and then allows you to drink more of the depressant, which is the alcohol. And it's been called on websites, cocaine in a can, blackout in a can, all these kind of things. And so we're really concerned about it. We're just trying to send a message out to society. When you put mix heavy-duty uppers with heavy-duty downers, it doesn't matter if you're going into the prescription drugs or whatever, you're in trouble. And you know, I don't know what better way to say it. Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Pat Gagliari. He's the commissioner of the Michigan Liquor Control. And now, Pat, what you're saying is resonating in this newsroom and probably across the state with the 30-plus crowd. But how are you communicating this to some of the younger folks who are maybe a little bit upset about this, or maybe, you know, aren't really willing to see the health effects in the way that you're pushing it, the Michigan Liquor Control?
Well, I think we have to have a discussion. Young people aren't stupid. I mean, you guys are both young. You're out there promoting business, promoting people to get in business. You're on the radio. You're obviously bright young men. I mean, you understand.
It depends on who you ask, Pat.
But, but I mean, young people aren't stupid. That's the one thing I do know. Even if they're only C or D students, that quite oftentimes so are some of the most street smart students. You know, I think we have to have a discussion. You know, how much what you're putting in your body. Young people have led this country in trying to get people to quit smoking. I mean, young people are probably more health conscious overall. They can lead us into talking, having a great discussion. Listen, guys, we're spending all this on alcohol. There's all the illicit drugs. There's all the prescription drugs. There's caffeine. There's nicotine. You know, at some point in time, young people have to start asking, is there anybody sober out there? I mean, everybody's putting stuff in their bodies right and left, not just young people, every age group. I'm old enough to be your grandfather, probably. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, but young people can lead this discussion, and we can talk about it. The other thing I think it's important for people to know is they may go to the football game and see young people drinking. When in all the studies across the country, whether it's older people, any generational group, less than half of the people in any demographic group drink, number one. That doesn't mean they're not doing prescription drugs or nicotine or caffeine or illicit drugs, but so there's a whole lot of people out there that aren't abusing it to begin with. But we have to ask a question is, you know, when's too much, and, you know, shouldn't we worry a little bit about if you want to drink, fine, drink responsibly. That's what we all say. You know, be careful what you put in your body. It may really mess you up and others.
Do you think this is a start of a federal ban and a more national conversation on this specific genre of alcoholic beverages?
Well, yeah, I think that you saw that with the FDA coming out this week asking a number of these companies to take the added caffeine out of their drinks. And so I think you're seeing the FDA stepping up to the plate. We did a lot of, I want to congratulate the alcohol policy people from the local communities around Michigan who brought this to our attention 2 years ago. We had a number of hearings on it. We probably did as much anecdotally and as much research as any state in the nation. That's why we were one of the first ones out of the chute. But even the FDA has been looking at this, saying we've got to be careful about jacking these kids up or anybody. I mean, a lot of people drink Four Loko. A lot of people drink Red Bull with vodka and other things. About jacking yourself up with a high, with an upper, and then hitting yourself with a major depressant. It's just not good for your heart or any other part of your body, and especially when you keep going. You know what I mean? It just keeps you going. And young people tend to understand energy drinks because they drink them. Guys like me, we're still stuck in the old-fashioned way of having a cup of coffee.
I hear you. Well, you know, that resonates with me, too. And we really appreciate you coming on, Pat. The real question, what time are you having dinner tomorrow?
3 o'clock, and I hope you gentlemen and all the listeners out there have a great Thanksgiving, and just to let people know, we work for you at the state of Michigan. We're trying to do the right thing And most of all, I appreciate giving us some time to come on and discuss this, so we have a discussion on what we're going, what we're doing, and where we're going. So I appreciate it, gentlemen. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too, Pat. Thanks again for coming on. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Again, that was Pat Gagliari from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. And we'll be back after the break with Bobby Lan of the China Entrepreneurship Network. This is Dan Redford, Eric Jorgensen, Kids Table, taking over Ebling and You.